USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Negotiations on reaching a deal on the debt ceiling are reportedly very close, according to President Biden, who made the comment as he left for Camp David for the long holiday weekend. A disagreement over work requirements for federal benefits is one of the issues holding up the talks.
There's a lot of studies out there that show that work requirements just put onerous burdens on people and don't actually do what the Republicans say they will do.
Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts telling CNN the president should be able to persuade Democrats, while House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has a tough sell to Republicans. A South Carolina judge has temporarily blocked the state's new six-week ban on abortion. A circuit court judge has put on hold the law that was signed by Governor Henry McMaster on Thursday until the state Supreme Court can determine if it is constitutional or not. The TSA says it screened over 2.6 million passengers on Thursday, and Friday was even busier. Before all is said and done, Memorial Day expected to see about 10 million passengers screened at airports nationwide as air traffic returns to its highest level in more than 3 years. Another member of the Oath Keepers is sentenced to prison in the January 6th insurrection.
In a federal court in Washington, D.C. Friday, Jessica Watkins was sentenced to 8.5 years for her role in the storming of the Capitol back in 2021. The list of felony counts the Army veteran was convicted of included interfering with police and obstructing Congress. At her hearing, she called herself an idiot who was held responsible. A day earlier, an unapologetic Oath Keepers founder, Stuart Rhodes, had been sentenced to 18 years. I'm Karen Sloan.
Federal investigators are looking into a possible hack of Fox News internal systems after footage of former anchor Tucker Carlson making offensive comments about women was leaked and aired by several media outlets. This is USA News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Impeachment proceedings against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are getting underway today in the House. The Republican-led House General Investigating Committee has filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton, with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. It comes after a months-long secret investigation, which started after the AG asked the state legislature to approve the use of public funds for a more than $3 million settlement with former employees. They were fired after accusing Paxton of abusing his office to benefit a donor, which the AG calls a witch hunt. Federal investigators are now looking into claims that Fox News got hacked, and that's how Tucker Carlson videos got leaked to the press.
Reporting by the Tampa Bay Times says it's all linked to an FBI search of Tim Burke's home. Burke is a media consultant and social media personality. Many have suspected Fox News itself leaked the candid videos of Carlson. Weeks ago, several media outlets published unaired footage of Carlson making offensive comments about women. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Prosecutors in New York say they have evidence against former President Trump in the hush money case involving adult film star Stormy Daniels, including an audio recording of him and a witness, although it is not clear who the witness is or when the recording was made. Trump has pleaded not guilty to counts of falsifying business records. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.